Fines Victoria do not want you to know they are a private corporation. They want you to think they're part of the government and that the government's some kind of unquestionable authority and people must do as they say at all times. They do this by hiding their trading name and instead list what's called an entity name. So all businesses have an Australian business number or ABN. If you have a look at this form, this is from a site called ausbiz.net. It was really hard to find the info on this particular companies, and this was the only site I could find it. So at the top it states details for ABN number 791-1299-1054. Further down we see main name and name. So the name is 2XS Motorcycles Pty Ltd. If we look further down to business names, we can see Fines Victoria from 29th of April 2020 to current. So 2XS Motorcycles Pty Ltd and Fines Victoria share the same ABN number, which means they're the same company. So if we get on the ABN website, we see the exact ABN as the previous site. The entity name is 2XS Motorcycles Pty Ltd. So what do motorcycles and fines collecting agencies have in common? Absolutely nothing. So this is exactly the same company. This is the clever deception to throw you off track. Because if you try and find an ABN number for Fines Victoria, you won't find it. And who's going to think of looking for 2XS motorcycles? You know, it's very, very clever. So as another point of interest, if we look at the historical details on the bottom, we see with the same ABN number, there was a business once listed and it was called Fiddy Militia from 2005 to October 2011. That's another strange name for a fines collecting agency. If we go back to 2XS Motorcycles ABN, then there's no business name listed at all. So these guys have gone to an extreme length to hide their name, the name Fines Victoria. And this is how it works, folks. They want to keep you blind, ignorant, and in fear. And note how they use the Victoria Police as their muscle. On their letter, they use Victoria Police's logo. But really, that's the only police involvement in there. You know, when you respond, you don't respond to Victoria Police, you respond to them. But that's a form of intimidation. So I trust you can start to see the picture of how these corporations masquerading as departments of justice all scratch each other's backs to make money.